The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Missed you, Rolene Marks.
I missed you, Simon Anstey. You know that. You know, like I have to date somebody else.
Yeah, no, and Chopped Liver sitting on my left-hand side here on the screen.
Hello, it's me. I'm just Chopped Liver.
Let's get right to it. There is so much happening in Israel today and this week, and I don't even know where to begin. Where are we going to start, Rolene?
Let's start with Marco Leifer, please. Because we've actually been meaning to talk about the story for a while.
Let's get there. Okay, so let's start with Malka Leifer. She appeared in court earlier today. It's a decision by the Jerusalem District Court that has resulted in quite a lot of debate and controversy today. So let's look at the background. After six years after she was first arrested and after 68 court appearances, excluding today's, which would make it 69, Leifer, who is allegedly wanted for alleged acts of sexual abuse, this is 74 acts of sexual abuse in Australia, appeared for her extradition hearing in the Jerusalem District Court. But why it gets controversial is her defense team tried to insinuate during the hearing that somehow the victims were implicit, which has resulted in tremendous outrage both here and in Australia, as well as the final decision on her extradition, which will only take place on the 21st of September. Now, this has elicited a lot of condemnation from the Zionist Organization of Australia, saying, you know, that why do they have to wait now for 2 months? It's been too long for her alleged victims. They have had to wait to see her face justice for so long, and now the process is being delayed. But, you know, we do have the background of coronavirus taking place, and this has stalled a lot of travel, and this could be one of the factors that is in place for her possible extradition. And it was announced earlier today that Israel will be barring any foreign visitors except for those who have Israeli residency or passports or are citizens of Israel until September the 1st. So this is probably all part of why this delay has taken place.
Two things struck me about this case, Rolene. The first is, who's paying for these 68 appearances that she's had? And the second thing that I thought about is there a lack of trust on the part of the Israeli courts in the Australian judicial system that they feel they wouldn't be able to make a fair determination?
I don't think that it's that. I don't think that there's a lack of trust. I think that we're dealing with extraordinary circumstances right now because we have this pandemic and because Israel is now in the second wave of this. I think they want to possibly err on the side of caution as far as travel is concerned. You know, I don't think that she'll just be popped on a plane and sent off you go. This will probably entail some kind of police escort to make sure that she gets there, she gets to, or she gets delivered to Australian law enforcement on arrival. So I don't think it's just as cut and dry as we make it out to be. We have a lot of extenuating circumstances. As to who is paying for her, that's a good question. Who is paying for her defense? You know, anybody is, whether you are guilty or not, is entitled to a defense, but I'd be curious to know who's paying for this as well.
It's very interesting. Rolene, the reason that they can't just extradite her now is that Australia is only opening their borders in 2021.
Well, we don't have that as a reason from the Australians.
Well, I'm telling you that
this is taken.
We
don't have that. We have a request from the Australians to extradite her as soon as possible. So this is an issue that could result in a little bit of tension between the two countries.
Yeah, that's for sure. Really interesting headline. Wasn't expecting this. UAE enters space program.
Yeah.
Well,
can I just say
Mabruk to the United Arab Emirates. They have become the first Arab country to enter the space race. They launched their space rocket from a launching site in Japan. It's called the Amal. No, it's not named after George Clooney's international humanitarian rights lawyers. Why? It's named Amal because Amal in Arabic means hope. So it has been launched. It's part of a 7-month trip to hopefully reach Mars. And what is very, very lovely to see is Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Arabic wishing the United Arab Emirates Mabruk, or, you know, Kol HaKavod, and wishing them much success. So I'm thinking, you know, we're going to space, they're going to space, you know, why don't just cooperate and go to space together? Who knows? Maybe, you know, if you can't sort it out down here on Earth, maybe get it into the atmosphere. But yes, something really, really positive for the region. There is now a space center in Dubai. They were quite transfixed by the liftoff. And unlike when we launched the Bereshit last year, they had ululating, which is customary when, you know, there's a wedding or celebration of sorts. We didn't ululate, but we were pretty ecstatic when our little Bereshit took off. So it's now we welcome the UAE to the very exclusive club of countries that has made it into space.
Well, it's so interesting, and you'll appreciate this, Rolene, as a woman's libber. The whole project has actually been led by a young Emirati engineer, and her name is Sarah Al Amiri. How about that?
Well, there you go, ladies. We're not just breaking the glass ceiling; we're actually breaking the stratosphere.
It's awesome, absolutely awesome, lovely story. Okay, what else you got for us, Ro?
Okay, we have to talk the situation in Israel around coronavirus, because it is impacting on so many different areas. We've had, for the first time in weeks, a decrease in the amount of infections, but this is a very good thing. But we have had a lot of protests around the economic situation and a lot of arguing in the Knesset today when Yair Lapid of the Yesh Atid party, he is the head of the opposition, he called on Bibi Netanyahu to step down, saying that the way that he has handled the second wave has been diabolical. And of course, there are the ongoing economic protests. This weekend, we saw both outside the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv. And it does send a different message to the Prime Minister when there are people camped on your outside saying, you know, you need to step down. Naftali Bennett weighing in, saying to Yair Lapid, you actually need to cool your jets, because we cannot, in the middle of a crisis, have the Prime Minister step down. You know, this would not bode well for the coalition. We also don't want to send Israel back into another set of elections. We have to get that under control. On top of this, we have a nurses' strike. Nurses are striking. They are saying there is no adequate, or there's a shortage of help. And on top of this, nobody seems to understand what is going on with restrictions. We are supposed to be having weekend lockdowns as of this past weekend, and this didn't stop tens of thousands of people from flocking to the beach. And yesterday, the Ministry of Health releasing stats on where the infections are, and the majority of infections are coming from home. They haven't elaborated how this is happening, but they did say there are only 24 infections attributed to gyms, which has caused an outcry, because everybody, including myself, wants to know why close the gyms if there are so few infections, but allow for mass gatherings, which are sure to be places of high spreading.
Rolene, what's so interesting to me is that generally Israel pulls together in times of crisis. I think that historically has been the case. It looks to me that Israel is pulling apart under corona.
I have to disagree with you there. Israelis are pulling together during a corona, and there's this gap growing between the government and Israelis as a whole. You know, quite an incredible gesture from many Israelis who say that the 750 shekel stipend that we're all supposed to be getting, unless you are a major, major earner, so the top 1% won't be getting their 750 shekels. But people have been saying, you know, those of us who don't need that extra money, we are happy to send it through reputable organizations to people who do need it. So we are seeing this incredible fellowship, this incredible solidarity. But amongst that, there is growing antagonism towards the government that they're not handling this crisis well, that there's too much division.
Rolene Marks at 5:30. That is where we're going to leave it. Great speaking to you, and I look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow.
Me too. Me too. God bless, guys.